Our dear brother Declan Ferber-Gillick is an Aboriginal writer and community organiser.
Comrades, in the recent words of the scholar Ilan Pape, we are living through the beginning of the end of Zionism. That's right. Zionism might not be overthrown today or tomorrow or next week or next year or next decade, but it will be overthrown. And it will fall for this reason. The contradiction between the Zionist occupation and the resistance of the Palestinians cannot be sustained because the Palestinians have the masses of the world's people on their side. The occupation cannot be sustained economically, it cannot be sustained politically, it cannot be sustained morally, and it cannot be sustained intellectually. And if you're following the Palestinian resistance on the ground, then you will know that the occupation cannot be sustained militarily. Zionism is institutionalized racism, and racism is oppression. And wherever there exists oppression, there exists resistance. And wherever there is prolonged violent oppression, there is prolonged, ever-developing, ever-changing, ever-growing, increasingly violent resistance. And when there is no more resistance, it means that the will of the oppressed has been crushed. Has the will of the Palestinian people been crushed?
No!
Has the will of the Palestinian people been crushed?
No!
No, it has not. And where there remains in a people the will to live, the will to fight, to liberate themselves, to throw off the yoke of settler colonialism, where there is a will to shake off, shrug off the oppressor, which is exactly and precisely that what Intifada means, then there is struggle. And do the Palestinian people still struggle?
Yes!
And how do you know that? And how do I know that? Because we are struggling with them. And so I offer a small correction to the words of Ilan Pape. We, comrades, are not simply living through passively the beginning of the end of Zionism. We are fighting for it. We are struggling towards it day by day, and we will win. For as it was famously said by a black militant revolutionary whom liberals insist on whitewashing, the arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice. Now, comrades, I am an Aboriginal man. I'm a Central Aranda man from the Mbantwa people of Central Australia, and I wish to make something very clear that has been deliberately made very unclear. There are certain of our so-called Aboriginal leaders that the bourgeois press and the bourgeois institutions call upon to opine when they require a conservative Aboriginal voice for their malignant propaganda. And I am thinking in particular of people like Marcia Langton and Warren Mundine. And in recent months, Aboriginal people such as these have made the astonishing claim that we Aboriginal people don't see the connection between our own struggle and the struggle of Palestinian people. Indeed, these Aboriginal people make the astonishing and baseless claim that there is no connection to be found between the struggle of Aboriginal people and the struggle of the Palestinian people. And unfortunately, comrades, it gets worse, because I've heard it put by certain Aboriginal leaders and their associates that the real historical connection is to be found between the struggle of Aboriginal people for self-determination and the struggle for self-determination of the ethno-supremacist Zionist state of Israel. Comrades, certainly this is obfuscation, mystification, and bourgeois intellectual backwardness of the highest order. But luckily we at the Black People's Union and at the community picket down on the dock don't go in for that kind of thing. For we at the Black People's Union are revolutionaries. And when the wicked bourgeois reactionary mind deploys mystification, we deploy dialectics. Because the Palestinian people are an occupied people who have endured over 75 years of European white supremacist settler colonial rule. And Aboriginal people have endured 235 years of occupation and political rule at the hands of what were originally and are still overwhelmingly white settlers of European origin. Zionists claim that based on a particular interpretation of ancient religious scripture, the land of Palestine was given to them by God. White European imperialists claim that under the doctrine of discovery, this continent was given to them through the sovereignty of the king by God. The racist ideological conceit upon which Zionist Israel relied was that Palestine was a land without people for a people without land. The racist legal fiction upon which the British relied in their violent acquisition of this continent was terra nullius, an empty land devoid of people. In Gaza today, it's a starving bloodbath, an early European settlement. This continent too was a starving bloodbath. Israel has concentration camps in occupied territories, but the Brits had reservations, missions, and today they have giant prisons filled up with our people. The Zionists have bombs, tanks, sniper rifles, and white phosphorus. The Brits had poison flower, bayonets, and pistols. Palestinians are still in Palestine. That's why we say one struggle, one fight. That's why we say from the river to the sea, always was, always will be. That's why our revolutionary Indigenous comrades in Turtle Island say Palestinian resistance is the tip of the spear of our collective liberation. This is a life and death global anti-colonial struggle against a crumbling empire, and it's being led by the most developed, courageous and theoretically cogent elements of the proletarianised masses of global Indigenous and occupied peoples. And I thank and I applaud the union movement and the workers' movement for its solidarity over the last 104 days of hell. But the fact is, we need more. We need to see the workers' movement and the union movement down tools. We need to see union leadership mandate stop work action. We need to see workers refuse to touch ships or load docks bound for Israel. Israel must be treated as the pariah that it has chosen to become. That's right. We need to see rank and file workers drag their leadership, kicking and screaming, back into positions of unwavering, uncompromising militancy in support of the Palestinian people, just like they held when they brought down, helped to bring down the fall of apartheid South Africa. And this means that at this stage, unfortunately, comrades, a betrayal of the Labor Party. And it means a betrayal of the ACTU. Because as things stand today, comrades, I'm unfortunately at pains to say that the ACTU and the Labor Party are not the friends of the Palestinian struggle for liberation, are not the friends of the Aboriginal struggle, are not the friends of the proletarian masses. Led by the Palestinian struggle, we are fighting against fascist genocide. We are fighting to get the blood-soaked imperialist boot off the boats of tens, off the throats of tens of thousands of maimed, disfigured, burnt and broken Palestinian children, mothers, grandparents and workers, those of them that are still left. And those people have a right to what is rightfully theirs, their land, their future, their self-determination. And if you're not a friend, if you're not a friend of those that are fighting against genocide, then you are the enemy. And I'm saying right now, it's time to pick a side.